Good afternoon. We continue to track off and on showers up from the Atlantic coast into interior New York and New England for the afternoon. We'll also see an easterly breeze pick up as a storm system develops all along the mid-Atlantic coast. At times, that wind could gust over 20 to even 30 miles per hour. And across the higher terrain, particularly in Vermont and western Massachusetts, the winds could exceed 40 and even up to 50 miles per hour throughout the day. This will only serve to pump in more moisture across the area, and with the breeze, the clouds, and the showers, temperatures will be on the cooler side and most places will stay in the upper 50s and lower 60s. That area of low pressure will track up the coast tonight. Clouds and more rain, also areas of fog, perhaps some heavier bursts of rain or a rumble of thunder. Low temperatures will go back into the 50s. The steadiest rain will wind down early tomorrow morning as that disturbance pulls away. Still, upper-level energy will be nearby, so clouds and scattered showers will be common in the afternoon, highs once again in the lower 60s. As the upper-level disturbance pivots out, we'll start a drying trend on Friday night, which will last into the day on Saturday. And with a mix of sun and clouds and an area of high pressure in control, it will be milder to start the holiday weekend with highs in the lower to middle 70s. That high pressure will keep it dry Saturday night and for the first half of the day on Sunday before another disturbance heads our way from the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes. So sunshine will give way to clouds on Sunday morning. With thickening clouds in the afternoon, there's a chance of showers and perhaps a thunderstorm through the middle and latter portion of the afternoon and especially into the evening. Temperatures on Sunday will be in the lower to mid-70s again. That disturbance will only slowly move through with more showers likely and perhaps a thunderstorm Sunday night and into the day on Monday for the holiday. Not an all-day rain, but scattered showers are in the forecast with highs in the lower 70s. In fact, it remains unsettled with the upper-level system nearby into the middle of next week, scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm on Tuesday and again for Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the central high plains. A well-defined wave of energy over the northern intermountain region will produce large-scale forcing leading to convection as surface temperatures warm to near 60 degrees. It appears a forced corridor of convection will evolve across northern Colorado and southern Wyoming by early afternoon, then slowly grow upscale as it spreads to the southeast into the central high plains. While low-level moisture will be somewhat lacking, mid to upper 40s dew points should be more than adequate for a thunderstorm development ahead of the energy. Computer model forecasts across northeast Colorado suggest adequate deep layer shear for a few supercells and large hail and gusty winds can be expected with this high-based activity. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City rain, a thunderstorm possible, lower 60s, Boston cloudy and breezy with showers, mid-50s, and more rain in Buffalo, otherwise cloudy with highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low 50, the record high 94 set in 1981, and the record low 30 in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 5:24 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:21 p.m., 14 hours and 57 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with off and on showers this afternoon and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers likely today and highs in the lower to mid 60s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with off and on showers through the afternoon and highs around 60. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with off and on showers throughout the rest of the day and high temperatures in the lower 60s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, with off and on showers through the remainder of the day and temperatures in the lower 60s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloud, scattered showers, lower to mid 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, dry and milder Saturday, lower to mid 70s. Some sunshine to start the day Sunday, then clouds quickly increase with a chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm, lower to mid 70s. More scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday, lower 70s, and a continuation of some unsettled weather, at least the risk of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, back into the lower to mid 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.